We're joined now by Tom Ryder with the Game and Fish Department. He's here to talk about how wildlife are affected by the wildfires that have burned this season. He says when fires break out, some animals tend to suffer, while others actually benefit in the long run.
During the fire event itself, many smaller species of wildlife, such as songbirds, red squirrels, other smaller forest carnivores, generally suffer direct mortality from the fire. Especially in wildfires like we've seen this summer, the flame wall with the right conditions, as we've seen in a summer like this, dry, hot, low humidities, will move so fast that those smaller animals have difficulty avoiding the fire and succumb to the flames. Usually big game like deer and elk are able to easily distance themselves from any actual fire events, and so mortality of the larger animals like bears and other species are able to avoid flames and avoid the actual event itself. Post-fire, if it's a conifer-dominated forested habitat, a fire will of high enough intensity will move through that timber stand, killing the trees and opening up the canopy to where the understory plants, shrubs and forbs and grasses, generally speaking, over the next couple of years, will increase in density, providing much more forage for species like elk and mule deer, some of the other big game animals that occupy in those types of habitats year-round. So in general, elk will benefit, and as time progresses through plant succession, mule deer and pronghorn and other types of animals that rely more on browse species like sagebrush, when those plant species recover through time, they benefit mule deer. But quite often that can take, 20 to 30 years, depending on the severity of the fire and how large an extent is burned.
So long term, we're talking really long term that they might benefit here.
That's correct. So essentially, though, fire in general terms does good things for wildlife in the intermediate to long term following it.
And what about in the short term? I mean, obviously, if you have a large area that is burned and charred, there's not going to be much forage there until things start to regrow. How successfully are some of these animals able to relocate for the time being and find the forage that they need elsewhere?
Absolutely. In the immediate aftermath of a fire such as the Arapaho fire that occurred near Wheatland earlier this summer and consumed tens of thousands of acres, in the following weeks after that fire burned through the countryside, our personnel in the Wheatland area already began to notice resprouting of grasses and some other tree species like aspen in the immediate weeks following the fire. That said, the actual disturbance itself will obviously have displaced animals, and so essentially they're going to have to, the species that would normally occur there will have to make do in surrounding areas. And again, our personnel have documented displacement of some ungulates to areas outside the burn perimeters in various parts of the state, so they're in a little bit higher concentrations than we would normally expect at this time of year.
Or do they do okay with that, though? I mean, if there are higher concentrations of animals, is there still enough food to go around?
In a year like this, where the landscape is as dry and as unproductive vegetatively as it's been this year, we anticipate some additional mortality. But in most places in Wyoming, given the acreages that have burned, coupled with the overall size of the area that the wildlife species are able to maneuver across and live within, there should be plenty of forage to take up the slack for those burned areas. But again, given the fact that this has been one of the most significant droughts in the last 100 years, we anticipate some additional losses of animals this summer just from the conditions overall.
And obviously the drought is a big deal for ranchers who are raising livestock. You know, we're seeing ranchers selling off their cattle faster than they normally would because they don't think they're going to have enough hay for them and things like that. Is the drought going to be a big deal for wildlife in general in Wyoming? I mean, is a year like this something we need to really worry about?
I'll tell you, currently we have not documented any large mortality events in big game or sage grouse or other species of wildlife that we've been able to observe. However, we have documented in many parts of the state a reduction in the survival of young of the year. And what that means is that this fall, when the hunting season starts over the next month, hunters across Wyoming should see and be able to have pretty good hunting success. However, in next year and following years, as these younger age animals would have normally been recruited into the existing herds, there'll be less young animals coming in to replace the older age ones that pass away. And as a result, we may see some reductions in overall herd sizes in the coming years.
And with that, would you guys perhaps give out fewer hunting licenses then if something like that happened?
That's exactly correct. The initial input I'm receiving from our field personnel is that it's still too early to make any kind of strong prognostications about next year's hunting seasons, but I think history has taught us that very likely we will see some more conservative hunting seasons recommended for 2013.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Tom.
Thank you, Willow. Appreciate it.
Tom Ryder is the Assistant Chief of the Wildlife Division at the Game and Fish Department. He was talking with us about the effect that this year's drought and wildfires are likely to have on wildlife in the state.